Rio Del residents might yet get a chance to vote on a commercial cannabis measure of some sort on the November ballot. A special meeting of the Rio Del City Council was held on July 26th to debate putting a public advisory ballot measure forward so residents would be able to voice their opinion. The council had previously voted 3-2 against putting a commercial cannabis tax measure on the ballot, which would have been a good indicator of public opinion on the issue. When the tax measure failed, Councilmember Deborah Garnes suggested a public advisory vote, since this has been such a hotly contested issue with strong opinions on both sides. Councilmember Jack Thompson addressed his earlier vote to consider the public advisory measure at the special meeting.
I voted to bring this forward, and I've carried a great deal of reading to this, and I've thought to it, and said I'm not running for re-election, so I'm not, I don't really see any value in doing this, but I'd kind of like to hear some more input.
The proposed language of the non-binding advisory vote would have asked voters if the city should allow commercial cannabis-related businesses in the city, particularly in the annexed area of Metropolitan, commonly known as the Eel River Sawmill site. Commercial medical cannabis ordinance for over 7 months. Businesses had started to develop plans around the eventual approval, including companies such as Deza Biotech, specializing in pharmaceutical research and development. 5 acres in the Eel River Sawmill location were reportedly purchased by the biotech firm with plans for a medical cannabis-related extraction facility. Property owner Dennis Wendt has reported property sales falling through at the last minute due to the council voting down the land use ordinance in an earlier meeting. Since that time, the council has voted 4-1 to reconsider a commercial medical cannabis land use ordinance restricted solely to the Eel River Sawmill site, which will be addressed at a future meeting. Since the city has reversed course and may eventually approve a commercial medical cannabis ordinance, the previously defeated tax measure was brought forward for reconsideration as well. The council must decide at their August 2nd regular meeting whether or not to put a tax measure or an advisory vote on the November ballot. Any ballot measure would then need to go to the Board of Supervisors in time for their August 9th meeting in order to make it on the November ballot. The city could approve a commercial medical cannabis ordinance at some point, but wouldn't be allowed to levy any taxes without voter approval. The council voted to table the public advisory vote matter until the next regular meeting, where it will be debated alongside the commercial cannabis tax measure. Video and the full council packet of documentation is available at theriodeltimes.com. The next regular meeting of the Rio Del City Council will be Tuesday, August 2nd at 6:30 p.m. in City Hall. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for KMUD Radio.